G'day everyone, and welcome to the Fight Food Waste Industry Connection Hub series for 2023. I'm Andrew Robertson, and with me is Steve Lappage, CEO of Fight Food Waste. He's going to give you an update on his activities since the last time we caught up in 2022. Over to you, Steve.
Thanks, Andrew. It's been a really busy time for Fight Food Waste over the last few months. We started with a national food waste policy workshop in November last year, which was a great success and will hopefully set up or lead to the establishment of a new policy division within the organisation in the future. And towards the end of November, we hosted the second National Food Waste Summit in Brisbane, which was a great success, over 250 people involved with that event. We will be doing another one in a couple of years in July, August of 2024. So please, you know, mark your calendars now and we'll get details out around that as soon as possible. Over Christmas and the New Year period, we've been undertaking a number of consultancies, one around our future direction and strategy. And that's because we want to become a financially sustainable organisation post our immediate CRC and Stop Food Waste Australia funding. And we're looking at how we can do that. And we're doing another piece around our overall branding and the integration of our two current divisions or teams, which is the Stop Food Waste Australia and Fight Food Waste CRC. So lots going on that front. In January this year, we released a revised investment framework that involves $5 million in new leverage available for our existing participants, but also new industry participants who would like to join us and undertake some really innovative R&D with the Fight Food Waste CRC. More recently, we've had some good success around launching a third sector action plan, the Stop Food Waste Australia, and that was for the bread and bakery sector. And we've also got some really exciting new signatories to announce with the Australian Food Pack in the coming weeks. So there's a little bit of a wrap-up of what's been happening over the last few months. Open up to any of your questions, Andrew.
All right. Well, thanks for that update, Steve. I understand you've been at Evoke Ag this week. Why don't you let us know what's going on at Evoke Ag and give us a readout of that event?
Yeah, look, Evoke Ag was on last week in Adelaide. There was 1,600 people that attended that. It was a great event. Really innovative kind of thoughts around how, you know, we feed a population of near 10 billion people by 2050, when right now we've got a known food gap of 56%. So the panel I was on was all around sustainable protein production, and not just our typical red meat proteins, but looking at alternative proteins such as plant and insect protein, and making sure that, you know, as we go into these new areas, that we're doing them with a circular economy in mind and making sure that we're not creating waste in that process. For example, in the pulse protein production, there's about 75% waste stream, which is mainly starch and fibre. We'd really like to see all of that get back into food production, and in particular human food consumption, rather than just being sent off to low-value uses, which a lot of it is, that's what happens now. So, but really exciting field. The Evoke Ag itself is 2 days of very solid networking. So why there are amazing speakers from around the world. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see a lot of them, but I did get to catch up with a lot of old colleagues. And I think a really nice piece for us around Evoke Ag was that we brought the four food CRCs together for the first time, and we had a joint display in the trade display area. And so that was with the high-performing soil CRC, food agility CRC, and future food system CRC. And so people could come along and, you know, talk to all four CRCs in the one little area. And that drives some efficiency as well, trying to match make who's best to, you know, do their R&D with. So, very successful couple of days. Thanks, Andrew.
Well, it sounds like a terrific event, and it's great to hear that Fight Food Waste was playing such a central role in bringing people together and facilitating new connections.
Absolutely. And certainly I've got plenty of business cards from the event, although they do seem to be a bit of a dying art, the old business card. I know I've moved to a system called Tapped that is an electronic business card that you transfer directly onto people's phones, and there was a few people with those. So there's an innovation right there that people are moving to, and it certainly means that you do get your details into someone's contact list rather than just providing them with a card that then may sit in a drawer, or even worse, not even make it to the drawer. So.
Perfect. Well, we're fighting cardboard waste as well as food waste.
Exactly. Fighting waste at every turn.
Well, thanks for that update, Steve. There's a lot going on in the space. I look forward to hearing from you again next month with more news from Fight Food Waste. And to the rest of our viewers and listeners and readers out there, the Industry Connection Hub will be back in the coming weeks with more content. So stay tuned, and I'll talk to you again soon.